Beautiful dish to Merlo from Pross underneath the basket, and we are tied up again at 46. Great job in the inbound from Concordia. Kobe Simpson now bringing it up, left backcourt, kicks it over to Evan Bland, over to Victorson. Now Lamar Smith has it, gives it back. Oh, and there's a foul on Meerstein. No, they're going to call charge. Devin Bland, I'm having a hard time understanding that one. I just didn't see that. I saw Meerstein come in and clobber somebody on the steal. But as it is, it's Bland's second foul, I believe. Jackson has the ball, goes around to pick from Pruss, driving to the basket. And he's in a little tight, but oh, it's getting a little physical there. Bland gets another foul right away. Things got a little chippy between him and Freeman Jackson, and they were separated right away by teammates and officials. That's a third on Bland. So Bland's going to come out. And Tyler Miller will come in, the senior from Lake in the Hills. We are tied at 46 with 14:60 remaining. Jackson inbounding under his own basket. Gets it to Pruss in the corner on the right side. Jackson back to him, going for it. He loses control of the ball. And we've got either called timeout or it was a jump ball. Timeout was called by Concordia. Freeman Jackson, so an alert play by Jackson calling the timeout before giving it up. The good news for the Pios is the possession arrow remains in their favor. And we'll take a quick 30-second timeout here on the Pioneer Basketball Radio Network. We're tied at 46. We'll be back after these important messages. Anya, take it away.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Ted H. Baker Court at Van Mail Fieldhouse, where we are tied with 14:09 remaining at 46. Pios taking on the Falcons of Wisconsin's Concordia University out of Mequon. Freeman Jackson will inbound on the left side of the basket underneath. And he gets it out to Meerstein, left backcourt. He kicks it into Pruss. Pruss will get it. And can't get it to fall, but he gets his own rebound, and it's knocked away, and a foul is called. That looks like it'll be on Tyler Miller, his first, from behind. Great defense there by Jacob Neighbor, but a great job by Gabe Pruss getting his own rebound. Pruss scoreless in the second half. Four quick points in the first half, then had to go out with foul trouble. First free throw for Pruss, looking to break the tie. And it falls. Beautiful touch there by the big man out of North Fond du Lac's Winnebago Lutheran Academy. So it's now 47-46 Falcons as Pruss looks to get his sixth point of the game. And that'll fall beautifully. So it's 48-46. Inbound to Simpson. Some heavy pressure from Zach Leahy now in the game for Concordia. They're going to try to do a trap here. And oh, almost broken up beautifully, but nope. It was knocked away by Zach Hans. Excuse me, Zach Hans. They almost had that. Beautifully designed trap there. Inbound to Miller. Back to Aronson. Excuse me, Victorson. Victorson to Lamar Smith. Fakes a long shot. Oh, beautiful dish in. Oh! Beautiful strip on Paradise Dante as he was going for the open layup. Great job. I think it was Meerstein that stripped that cleanly. Kobe Simpson inbounding underneath the Pios basket. Gets to Lamar Smith. Back to Simpson. He's going to drive to the basket here. Reverse layup. Can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Zach Leahy. And he kicks it out to Zach Hans here. Right backcourt. Goes around a pick from Russ. Kicks it over to the right wing to Leahy. Leahy, a beautiful dish to Jackson. Jackson then dishes it into Pruss. And it gets knocked away from behind by Kobe Simpson. Thought Simpson might have got away with a hack there. Nine times out of ten, they're going to call that a foul when the strip comes from behind or a block. Leahy inbounding underneath the basket to Zach Hans. Back in the press. Oh, and they get Paradise Dante going over to strip the pass to press. The first one on Dante. And already seven fouls for the Pios with 13 remaining. They only had like three fouls all first half. And Press, after two free throws on the previous points, giving them the lead, now looking to extend the lead here. The first free throw, and it's good. And I guess that was a one-on-one, yeah, with seven fouls, so I stand corrected. There was no shooting foul, but he does get the bonus. Press looking for his eighth point here on this one. And it's in and out. So 49-46, 13-16 remaining as Kobe Simpson brings it up for the Pios. Simpson over to Dante. Victorson back to Dante, top of the paint. Oh, beautiful move, but he can't get the reverse to come in. Did a great job getting around Press there, but tough angle. Freeman Jackson now driving, going to the basket. It goes off his foot. It should be Pios' ball. Great defense there, cutting off the baseline there by Kobe Simpson. So Tyler Miller will inbound for the Pios to Simpson. Heavy backcourt pressure here with Zach Leahy and Zach Hans. Kicks it over to Victorson. Left backcourt. Kicks over to Dante. Dante drives in. Oh, we got a foul here. As two Falcons collide, looks like it'll stay here. Samuel Mierstein. Third personal on Mierstein, so that's a good sign for the Pios. And he's going to come out as Adam Bruins comes in. Bruins out Oak Creek. And here's the inbound under the basket over to Victorson in the left corner. Victorson now dribbles it out to the left backcourt. Heavy pressure there by Bruins. Victorson still has it. Kicks it back out to Kobe. Over to, great little dish. And Lamar Smith on a beautiful pass from Tyler Miller. Zach Leahy has it. It's a 49-48 game. 12-12 remaining. Freeman Jackson now in the left wing here. Gives up the dribble. Kicks it back out to Zach Hans. Hans to Press, top of the key. Back out to, nope, he's going to hang on to it. 9 seconds on the shot clock here. Press going baseline. Can't get it to fall. Great defense there. But Concordia gets his own rebound. And Zach Leahy again. Mr. Offensive Rebound. Mr. Rebound for Concordia. 4 points for Leahy against probably four or five rebounds. Oh, another strip, but Piles hang on. Lamar Smith has it, but he gets fouled by Freeman Jackson in the backcourt here. That's three on Freeman Jackson. So some starters in foul trouble now as Jonah Jurst will come in for Freeman Jackson. Jurst provided some valuable minutes in the first half for Concordia. And the inbound to 22, Don Burns. Dante has it. Dante's going to drive. Good pump. Oh, he gets knocked away. Wilson sandwiched by Press. But the Pios have it. They set up Victorson for a shot. That's not going to fall. And it's knocked away by Carroll's Adam Bruins. So good ball distribution there. Don Burns, Tyler Miller. And inbounding for the Pios under their basket with 11:20 remaining. That's Victorson to Lamar Smith. Smith's going to drive in. He's got it. Puts good pump fake. And the basket's good. Great bucket in the paint for Smith. And it's a 51-50 Falcon lead here. 11:09 remaining. Zach Leahy driving the basket. Nowhere to go. Beautiful dish, but Zach Hans can't hang on to it. Pios have it. Don Burns driving. Kicks it over to Victorson for a long three. That's way off. Air ball. Oh! That should be Pio ball. No, I guess he stepped out of bounds. Great effort, though, by Tyler Miller trying to knock it off of a So Victorson a little too excitable on that three-point. So number 34, Hudgens in for Paradiso Dante. Good minutes from Dante. Zach Leahy bringing it up for Concordia. 10:53 remaining. It's a one-point game. Leahy left back court. He's looking to drive. Nope, pulls it back out. Kicks it over to Zach Hans. Heavy pressure. Kicks it into Pruss to the paint. Pruss kicks it back out for three to Leahy. Leahy can't make it off the rim, and Miller will let it go out of bounds. Pio ball, trailing 51-50, 10:39 remaining. We have a sub. And Aaron Wofford, the hot hand from three in, coming in for Eric Victorson. Sam Mierstein back in the game for Zach Hans. Again, Mierstein has three here, so it'll be nice to pick on him if we can. Full court press here in the inbound. They get it to Don Burns. He brings it cross court. Heavy pressure on Burns. Great little move, though. Burns going to go right to the basket. Beautiful dish. But Josh Hudgens wasn't expected. Burns was better off putting that in. He had the open lane. Mierstein will inbound under his own basket to Zach Leahy. Pruss will come out now after some great productivity. And the very dangerous Jack Fritz off the bench gave Concordia 6 points for a beautiful little dish to Adam Bruins. So Pruss can also make some great passes. Fritz can make some great passes here. A three-point Concordia lead here. And there is a foul in the backcourt there by Jake Jonah Jurse. His first foul of the game. Fourth team foul for Concordia. As Tyler Miller inbound for the Pios. He gets it in to Hudgens. Hudgens now kicks it back out. Or he's looking for somebody to kick it back out to. In trouble here. He's picking up the dribble. There it is. Finally to Wofford. Wofford in trouble. Kicks it over into the corner. Oh, in and out. And there's an over-the-back foul on Lamar Smith. So Dom Burns trying for the trade there. Couldn't get it to fall. And Miller gets called for the foul on that, which brings Concordia back to the line, and this will be Samuel Mierstein, who's shown us what he can do from three-point land. Refs are conferencing here for a second. Nope, they're picking Fritz. Coach Cassidy doesn't like that. But, you know, the way Fritz has been scoring, I imagine he might be a pretty good free throw shooter too. Could be a good inside joke to shut his coach up if he makes this. First free throw. No, off the back of the rim. So we found Fritz's Achilles heel. Smith on the rebound. Kicks it out to Burns, to Wofford now. Wofford for a long three from the left wing. Off the front of the rim, and no good. Zach Leahy with another rebound. Leahy bringing it up in transition. Leahy now kicks it back out. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Mierstein in the right wing. Mierstein now moving now near midcourt. No, now he's going to drive to the right, going for the basket. Good little move. Wow, Mierstein with a beautiful drive to the basket. 13 points for Mierstein. 55-50 Concordia lead now. Wofford has the ball. Kicks it over to Hudgens. Hudgens top of the key. Guarded by Fritz. Gives it out. Tyler Miller long three. No good. And Concordia will get the rebound on that one. Here comes Zach Leahy. He'll probably get credited with that rebound here. Adam Bruins for three. That's off. Rebound there by Tyler Miller. Kicks it over to Wofford. Here come the Piles in transition. 8:53 and counting. And he kicks it out. Don Burns driving. Nice little move by Burns. Can't get the rebound, but there's... Oh! Hudgens couldn't get it to fall. And a frustration foul there. I believe will go against... Don Burns. That's Burns' first. Kobe Simpson back into the game. And I think, you know, it doesn't look like Carroll's had the right lineup in with these different combinations in the last few minutes here. And as we see Kobe Simpson come back in, Zach Leahy on the one-on-one here. He gets the first. So, make that 5 points for Leahy, the junior out of West Dundee, Illinois, Jacobs High School. The lefty Second one. That one falls off the back of the rim and rolls in. So six for Leahy. It's now a seven-point Concordia lead, matching their biggest lead of the game. Kobe Simpson gets it over to Wofford. Right backcourt. Wofford's going to dribble. It's going all the way in. Wofford can't get it to fall, but there's Lamar Smith with the rebound. 8-9 points for Smith. Zach Leahy on the right backcourt bringing it up here. 57-52, 8:23 remaining. Leahy going all the way for the easy layup. Wow. Leahy went from right to left, and he is a lefty, so no problem putting it in. A lot of piles watched him go past. 59-52. Kobe Simpson now to Lamar Smith. Smith right backcourt. He's going to drive the basket now. Kicks it all the way out to Simpson. And a great little move by Dahmer. He gets the basket on the foul there, Tyler Miller. Great job faking the three. That's the third personal on number 40, Adam Bruins. So it's 55-54, 8 minutes left. And Tyler Miller, the senior out of Elgin, Burlington Central, looking to make it a three-point play. Pruss back in the game. Another good minutes by Fritz there. So here it is for the three-point play. Tyler Miller. And it falls. Zach Leahy bringing it up for Concordia, leading 54-55-59 here. Oh, beautiful dish. Zach Hans gets the wide open layup on a beautiful play by Zach Leahy. He drew everyone in and then dished it out to Hens all alone in the paint. 61-55, 7:42 remaining. And that's Kylo Simpson back in the game. Now Wofford has it right backward. Goes around to Simpson pick, a Kylo Simpson pick. Pulls up for the jumper, and that's off the rim. Gets his own rebound. Does a good job saving it in. Miller for three, yes! Tyler Miller at the tray. And a timeout by Carroll. Boy, they needed that one. 30-second timeout. This is a quick 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Pioneer Basketball, excuse me, Radio Network. So we've done a lot of pile football this year. The season ended last week. So a lot of great memories, though. Another fun season, record-breaking season for the pile men's gritters. But now it's Taylor Jansen and his guys' turn on the hardwood here. So my apologies to them. But it's a three-point game again. Thanks to a beautiful tray from Tyler Miller, number 33, and a beautiful pass from Aaron Wofford from the other side of the basket as he was about to go out of bounds, getting his own rebound on his own miss. So, God, love that hustle from Carroll. And again, they got the work cut out for him because, again, everyone in this Concordia lineup is capable of scoring. Sam Mierstein will bring it in. Inbound for Concordia. 7:25. Here's the inbound to Leahy. He's done a great job here off the bench here. He gets it to Zach Hans. Leahy now stuck in the corner. Back out to Hens. Hens looks free, but he decides not. Gives it over to Jurst. And Sam Mierstein driving. Left-hand side. Dish it out to Pruss. Pruss pump fakes the shot. Beautiful little banker from Pruss. That's 9 points for Pruss. Tyler Miller now driving the basket. And he gets Zach Hans. A little too much holding on there, trying to keep up with him. That's the first on Zach Hans. 63-58, 6:52 remaining in the game. Falcons have the lead as Kobe Simpson gets the inbound, gives it to Kylo Simpson in the right backcourt. Kylo Simpson's going to drive. Pulls it back out. Wofford now has it in the corner. Wofford's looking to know. He pulls up for a long jumper. Wofford with a J, a long two-pointer. 11 points for the junior from Bartlett, Illinois. Leahy bringing it up again, 63-60. Sam Mierstein now driving. Wow, what a shot by Mierstein. Off balance under good coverage. So it's 65-60. Boy, they can hit you from so many different directions here. Pass in the corner, Miller for three. Oh, off the rim, rebounded by Zach Leahy. Here comes Leahy. This is an important stop for the Pios here. They need it with the time running down here. Mierstein now, top of the key. He's driving. Oh, he's going to pull up. He's an open deuce. Oh, off the back of the rim, a rare miss from Mierstein as Tyler Miller muscles that rebound here. Wofford has it now in the outlet. Wofford pulls up now. Oh, ball stripped away by Jonah Jurst. Go for the basket. And Neighbors will get him on a shooting foul. All body there. That's three on Jacob Neighbor. As Jonah Jurst, the junior guard from Sheboygan Lutheran, looking to get his first points of the game. Number 65-60, 5:45 remaining. Jonah Jurst makes the first one. First points of the game. Jonah Jurst. And gets the second, so a 7-point lead, 5:45 remaining. Every possession has to count for Carroll here. Neighbor has it top of the key. Kicks it out to Kobe Simpson, is driving, kicks it out to Wofford. Wofford fakes a three, now he pulls up for another. Yes! Wofford with another tray. 14 points for Wofford. Press underneath, and he gets fouled by Neighbor. Good pump fake by Press, getting Neighbor in the air. So make that four fouls on Jacob Neighbor. Coach Jansen will keep him in the game here. And we're going to confirm that here. I must have that not right here. Press. First free throw. And it's good. Press 4 for 5 from the line today. 68-63. 5:19 remaining. Second free throw. And that one, no. Doesn't go in. Miller has it off the long pass. Kobe Simpson now has it top of the key into Neighbor. Neighbor dribbles once. In a little trouble looking for somebody. He's got Simpson. Kobe Simpson going to drive. He's got Wofford here top of the key. Wofford kicks it over to Kylo. Kylo's going to drive. Dishes into Neighbor. One too many passes there. Simpson had a good looking shot there from 6 or 7 feet out. Jonah Jurst has it, gives it to Sam Mierstein. Mierstein hangs on to it here, the right wing. Beautiful pass in underneath to Jurst. Jurst loses control, kicks it out to Zach Hans. No! 3-point attempt, no good there. Neighbor at the rebound, kicks it to Kobe Simpson. Simpson going all the way here. Pulls up, shoot it! Oh, almost got a 3-second violation there. Wofford has it. Jacob Neighbor now has it, kicks it out to Simpson. Simpson now driving again, trying to find Neighbor there, and really nowhere to go. Well covered there by the Concordia defense, and just a little too out of control there for Kobe Simpson. And looks like Lamar Smith's going to come back in. And he's coming in for Jacob Neighbor. So now we got a full court press with 4:19 remaining. It should be a 6-point. That's a 5-point lead, excuse me. Lee has it. Zach Hans for the three. That was no good. Wow, what a rebound and tip there by Press. He tipped that in. Skying over the Pio coverage. Lamar Smith now driving the basket. He gets it off, and oh, it won't fall, but he will get a foul there. Great little drive by Lamar Smith. 70-63, 3:56 remaining. Freeman Jackson gets his fourth personal foul. Jackson just came back into the game, too. So big free throws here for Lamar Smith. Again, every possession has to count for the Pios here, trailing by 7. Smith for the first one. Yes! All net on that one. That's 10 points now for Lamar Smith. And Kylo Simpson will come out in favor of Eric Victorson. Oops, Smith on a second free throw in. Seventy to 64, Pios trailing. Second free throw by Smith.
And that's good.
So now it's a five-point game. 11 points for Lamar Smith. Zach Leahy now bringing it up. Goes around a pick for Mirstein, kicks it back to Mirstein. Mirstein to Freeman Jackson. Got to believe Concordia is going to take as much time off the shot clock as they can. Mirstein has it. Got away with the travel there in the backcourt. Freeman Jackson now has it. This is a Zach Leahy right backcourt. Back to Jackson. Now Mirstein has it, top of the court. Gets it into Pruss. Knocked away by the Pios. Here comes Wofford. He's going to go coast to coast. Pulls it back out. Miller's got an open three. Yes, Tyler Miller! What a shot! 70-68, 3:16 and counting. Zach Leahy has the ball, kicks it to Sam Mirstein, top of the key. Mirstein now goes around a pick. He's driving the basket. Oh, ball stripped away, and Kobe Simpson gets called for a foul there on the strip. Simpson not happy with the call, but pretty consistent with what they've been calling all game. That's only two on Kobe Simpson. He's 6'2 junior from Spokane, Washington. Sam Mirstein at the line, looking to add to a two-point lead here with 3:07 remaining. First free throw from Mirstein, and it's good. So 71-68, 3:07. As Mirstein lines up his second free throw. And that one makes its way in after some bouncing around. So here comes Kobe Simpson for the Pios. Kicks it over to Victorson. Victorson right backcourt. Dribbles. Dishes to Lamar Smith. Lamar Smith pump fake shot. Off the rim. Rebounded by Smith. Ball knocked away. Zach Hens has it. Gives it to Zach Leahy on the, going for the layup. Oh, beautiful block by Kobe Simpson. Freeman Jackson has the rebound. Kicks it out to Zach Hens. Back to Mirstein. Top of the key. 2:43 and counting. A four-point Concordia lead. Jackson over to the wing. Great fake by Leahy. Over to Jackson for the wide open three. Off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Victorson. Kicks it to Simpson. Piles in transition here. Victorson has it. Goes center court. Kicks it over to Miller for three from the right wing. Oh, off the back of the rim. Thought it was going to go in there. Freeman Jackson with the rebound. 2:16 and counting. A four-point Concordia lead here. Sam Mirstein has it now. Still dribbling now near the three-point line. Now kicks it back out, right backcourt here. Taking their time, 14 seconds of the shot clock. Kicks it over to Zach Leahy. Leahy's driving the basket, going for the layup. And now that won't fall, but Pruss there with the rebound. What a rebound by Pruss. Jackson for another three, and that was off the front of the rim. This time, Tyler Miller has it. Here comes Wofford with the ball, right backcourt. Well covered by Zach Hens here. Wofford now gives it to Kobe Simpson in the corner for three. Yes! Kobe Simpson with a tray! And a timeout has been called by Coach Cassidy. It's now 72-71 with 1 minute 37 seconds remaining. And this game has seen all the drama. And we'll take a quick 30-second timeout here for some important messages on the Pioneer Basketball Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Ted H. Baker Court at Van Mail Fieldhouse, where the Pios of Carroll University have narrowed it to a one-point game, trailing Concordia 72-71. Don Brown here on hand, give you all the action. It's been a great game against a pretty deep Concordia team with a lot of scoring power. Concordia will have the inbound after the Kobe Simpson three-pointer. Simpson, the junior from Spokane, Washington, his fourth three of the game. And 15 points overall. Sam Mirstein will end inbound to Zach Leahy. He'll have some backcourt pressure here from Simpson and Miller. No, they're going to fall back here. 1:36 and counting. Leahy with the ball. Leahy now dribbling on the backcourt. Gets it to Freeman Jackson. Jackson Alville. He's going to drive the basket now. Looks for Pruss. Pruss can't make it. Great defense there by Neighbor. The shirt handed Pruss. Wofford makes a nice little move. He pulls up. Long jumper from Pruss. Oh, can't get a foul. What a rebound. Simpson with a rebound to the basket. Piles are back in the lead. 73-72, 105 remaining. Freeman Jackson with the ball. He's looking for Zach Hans here. Hans left backcourt looking for Simpson, and we got a little foul there. No, a timeout, excuse me. Sean Cassidy will call the timeout. 17 seconds on the shot clock, 56.2 seconds remaining. And I tell you, all the Pio faithful have been treated to a humdinger of a game here. Piles are down by seven with less than 3 minutes left. They are now in the lead by one with 56.2 seconds left. The Falcons of Concordia will be inbounding it right outside of my score box here on the north side of the court, as they call it, the backcourt. Beautiful gym floor the Piles have. The Pio Pete logo taking up center court. And the fans enjoying another rousing performance from the Pioneer cheerleading squad. Having a lot of fun out there. Great to see all the smiles from the young ladies. And the horn has been buzzed, so both teams are expected to come out. Home team Pios in their gray unis, orange numbers. And a big shout out to Terry Thieme, just texted me, he's enjoying the game. And you got to believe the county supervisor, Carroll staff member, bus driver, my predecessor in the city council, and longtime Waukesha policeman, also a member of the Marines. Very excited for his Pios here. Zach Leahy will inbound to Pruss, back to Leahy. Leahy now in the backcourt, hits Freeman Jackson, top of the key, into Pruss. Guarded by Neighbor, Pruss is going to muscle his way in here. Pruss, and he makes it! Concordia back in the lead. And let's see, there's a call here. A clutch basket by the big man, Pruss, the sure. He's been dynamite there in the paint. 11 points for Pruss, the senior out of North Fondies, Winnebago Lutheran High School. Academy, excuse me. Victorson will inbound for the Pios. Full court pressure from the Falcons of Concordia in their all blue. 74-73, Falcon lead, 43.6 seconds remaining. Eric Victorson, the 6 foot junior from Oregon, Wisconsin, will be inbounding it. Hoping to find Aaron Wofford, the junior from Bartlett, Illinois. Or Kobe Simpson, the junior from Spokane. Or is it Spokane? I think it is Spokane, Washington. Speaking of Washington State, Christmas night, an amazing movie coming out about an amazing true story, Boys in the Boat, about the University of Washington rowing team that not only won the NCAA championship, but won the gold medal at the Berlin Games in 1936. And based on a book, a biographical account that was published a few years ago. Really enjoyable book. If you love the book Seabiscuit by Lauren Hillenbrand, Boys in the Boat reads the same way. An amazing social history about an amazing group of young men. And I may even just try to read the book again before the movie comes out. So I think we're ready to start now after much discussion between the officials. I have no idea what that was about. And Simpson will get the inbound, guarded by Zach Hans. Simpson now gives it to Victorson. Victorson driving the basket. Into the corner, Miller for the three. Yes! Tyler Miller in the tray, piles up by two. 32 seconds and counting. Here comes Freeman Jackson. Top of the key, heavy pressure now. Goes around to pick. Jackson kind of caught no man's land. Gives it out to Zach Leahy. A whistle's blown. Timeout by Sean Cassidy. He met the Piles on a Saturday, and his heart's standing still with 20.1 seconds left. Da do run, 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 da do run, run. How about those Pios? Tyler Miller with his third tray of the game. I got 16 points for Miller. And that was clutch, because instead of a one-point lead, it's a two-point lead. And to win, Concordia's got to be looking from three-point land, which cuts both ways, because they certainly have a lot of weapons that can kill you from three. I would imagine Sam Mierstein will be on the floor. Zach Hans will be on the floor for Concordia. And even though Freeman Jackson missed a couple trays here in the late going, I'm sure they have confidence in him to deliver one. And again, with Pruss underneath, Gabe Pruss, he's been money in the paint, really strong power forward, 245 pounds, 6'9". Going up against the 220-pound 6'8 sophomore Jacob Naber. Zach Leahy will inbound it here on the north side of the backcourt. And here it is, heavy coverage in the inbound. Gives it to Pruss. Pruss now top of the key. Looking for somebody here. He's got Freeman Jackson. Jackson guarded by Victorson. Goes around to Pruss pick. 10 seconds left. Here's Pruss. Pruss going in. Pruss the shot. No good. Pruss again. Oh, the foul. Oh, I don't believe it. I thought it was all ball. I saw hands vertical. But Pruss will get the call. He's only missed one free throw today on what I believe are four trips to the paint, the charity stripe. 5 seconds remaining. First free throw from Pruss, and it's good. So make that a one-point game, and Coach Jansen will call a timeout here to ice the Falcons, to ice Pruss in particular. The good news is Pruss makes this. Pyle still have 5 seconds, and that's probably part of what this timeout is for. Two reasons. One is setting up what they hope would be a game-winning shot, or if it's a miss, what you do with the miss. And I'd imagine maybe if they have timeouts left, let's see. Bios do have two timeouts left, so I imagine a quick timeout will be called. Unless they get fouled. And if there's a held ball. Oh, that's interesting. It says the possession arrow favors the Falcons. I don't believe that to be true, because we haven't really had any held ball situations. Unless I missed out on something here. But we'd have to ask Ross. Ross, does the possession arrow really fail Concordia? Oh, sorry. Ross can't hear me. We'll have to sit closer together next time. Yeah, no. When you look over the scorers table, the possession arrow favors the Pyos. So even if it's a hell ball, we get the ball. So things are looking good for the Pyos on this front. Leading 76-75, 5 seconds left. Gabe Pruss, the senior from North Fondy's Winnebago Lutheran Academy, looking to put in the tying point. And he had the go-ahead points earlier. He's been their go-to guy in the paint. Here it is, second free throw to tie the game. And it's good. So we are tied at 76. Aaron Wofford will come back in to give the Pyos some extra scoring power. There will be full court pressure here from Concordia. Interesting. They don't want to give anything up here. And I guess a timeout's being called. Timeout, Concordia. 30-second timeout, so we will keep it here. We don't want to miss any of this. What a great way to start the Carroll University men's basketball broadcast in this inaugural broadcast from WAUK Radio, bringing you local news, hometown, and just got a visual. Mike Shulis, athletic director, just showed himself, or it's my first time seeing him, and he's got to be pretty excited about this early showing here. And again, attendance, well attended here early in the season on another beautiful November day. We don't get very many of those left with winter coming. So refs calling both teams out now. It's time to play ball. So the important thing for Carroll with this heavy pressure for Concordia is don't get a charge. Don't throw the ball away. if you're going to take a shot, make it the last shot of the game. And here's the inbound to Simpson. Simpson bringing it up. Oops, Simpson loses the ball. Dribbles in. Got time for one shot. A desperate shot. No good. So we will go to extra innings here. 76-76 at the end of regulation. I believe it's a five-minute overtime. And the good news is that Carroll did all the right things on that. The sure-handed Kobe Simpson kind of lost the handle on the ball, and that took maybe a second off the clock and maybe took an opportunity to get away a good shot. But again, the important thing is we didn't give the ball away. We didn't do a charging foul. And the Piles will have the ball to start this overtime period. The clock is set for 5 minutes. And who would have thunk it? It was really looking slim there for the Piles, trailing by seven with less than 3 minutes left and everything looking up for Concordia. But great character and hustle, discipline, all those things. As we get the regulation, end of regulation stats, hopefully I have enough time to tell you. Kobe Simpson and Sam Mierstein are the top scorers today with 18. Aaron Wofford has 14. Tyler Miller has 15, including 3 sevens. And I know it's going to be a jump ball in overtime, so the possession arrow, I guess there's no favor on the possession arrow. Neighbor and Pruss will go at it again here. Neighbor playing with 4 fouls. Pruss has 3, I believe, or 2, actually. So you got to believe they're going to be looking for Pruss in the paint a lot with Neighbor's foul trouble. And here's the tip-off. And the Piles get it. Kobe Simpson has it. Goes around a pick from Neighbor. Simpson looking to take it all the way in. He's going to dish it. And it's good. Simpson now leads all scorers at 20 points, 78-76 Piles, 4:43 remaining. Zach Leahy with the ball in the right backcourt. Gives it over to Sam Mierstein. Mierstein to Freeman Jackson in the left wing. Mierstein now has it top of the key. Going to his left now. Goes around a pick. Goes for a long three. It's good. Wow. Tyler Miller, both hands up there. What a shot. And Mierstein says, no, sir, I'm in the lead now. 21 points for Mierstein. Kobe Simpson the ball. It's a 79-78 Concordia lead. Wofford's going to drive. Wofford kicks out to Miller in the corner for three. Yes! Tyler Miller again. Unstoppable! 81-79 Piles in this heavyweight boxing match. Mierstein has it now. 81-79, 4 minutes remaining. Mierstein looking for Freeman. Freeman driving the backset. Reverse layup. Good! Beautiful little ditty by Freeman Jackson. It's 81 all now. Kobe Simpson has it again in the right backcourt. He's got Neighbor underneath, has the mismatch he wants on Mierstein. And he's got it! A beautiful little dish by Neighbor. Nice little spin move and hook. 83-81, 3:34 remaining. Leahy's got the ball, right backcourt. Kicks it to Pruss. Back to Leahy on a give and go. Leahy, reverse layup. No good! Rebound Piles! Wow! I don't know what happened there. It's like someone had a remote. Oh, ball almost stolen. Neighbor's got the tip. Neighbor going for it. Kicks it out to Wofford. Wofford now driving to the basket. Kicks it out to Kobe Simpson for three. And it's out of bounds. Off the top of the rim and out of bounds. So great scoring opportunity there. I thought Neighbor should have just taken it to the hoop. He had a size advantage. Pruss took himself out of the play trying to deflect or trying to go for a tipped ball. Inbounded from Mierstein to Leahy. 3:05 and counting, a 2-point pile lead. Leahy to Pruss. Freeman Jackson now driving. Nope. Kicks it over to Mierstein for three. Mierstein! Oh, off the front of the rim and rebounded by Kylo Simpson. 2:53 remaining. Kylo Simpson gets the ball back from Kobe Simpson. Kicks it into Neighbor. Neighbor back to Kylo Simpson driving to the basket. Kicks it to a driving Simpson. Should have got fouled there. Oh, but they're going to get Miller instead. Miller's holding his head. He got hammered on that shot. No call from the officials. So that's, I'm glad I'm wrong. It was only four on Neighbor going over the back. So it's 83-81, and Sam Meerstein will be shooting this. 2:39 remaining. What a game. But it looked like here's the first free throw from Meerstein, and it's good. It's a one-point game now. Meerstein looking to tie it on this one. But I was saying, as Simpson was going in on that beautiful dish cutting, it looked like he got clobbered trying to put that layup in. Second one is good, and we are tied again at 83. Simpson to Simpson, back to Kobe Simpson, bringing it up. Gives it to Neighbor, top of the key. Neighbor back to Wofford. Wofford now kicks it out to Kobe Simpson for three. Off the top of the rim, rebound by Neighbor, but loses the handle. It was knocked away, and the Piles will keep possession. It looked like Zach Leahy knocked it out of Neighbor's hands. Great job by Neighbor skying for that rebound. And Kobe will inbound it on the left side under the basket. 2:19 remaining. And gives it out to Neighbor here near the top of the key. Neighbor back, Kobe Simpson. Simpson driving to the basket. Back out to Wofford. Wofford into Neighbor. Neighbor heavily covered. He's going to drive in. Neighbor. And he puts it in. Oh, off the rim. No good. Press with the rebound. Great defense by Concordia on that. Concordia now looking to get the lead. 2 minutes remaining here. Freeman Jackson has it. Jackson driving to the basket. Little back door. Stolen away. Tyler Miller taking it from Zach Hans. What a play. Great Pio defensive stand. 1:46 remaining. Kobe Simpson has the ball. That's 1:46 in overtime for those of you just tuning in. Simpson driving to the basket now. Kicks it out to Neighbor. Back to Kobe Simpson. Simpson driving again. Little dish. Oh, the ball gets lost in a scrum. It'll be a held ball. So possession arrow favors Concordia with 1:32 remaining. Sam Meerstein checks back in for the Falcons. He's replacing Adam Bruins. So good little strategy there, taking Meerstein out on defense. Leahy gets the inbound from Meerstein. 1:30 remaining, a tie game in overtime, 83 all. Leahy back to Meerstein. Meerstein to Jackson. Jackson kicks it back out to Prust, top of the key. Prust gets a cutting Zach Hens. Beautiful block from behind. Oh, and a foul on Neighbor. Over the back on Zach Hans. I believe that's going to be Neighbor. And that should do it for Neighbor, I believe. Yep, that'll do it for Neighbor, unfortunately. Piles had a great block on that, but great credit to Zach Hans for staying in there and getting the rebound. Lamar Smith will be replacing Neighbor. You get 1 minute to replace somebody on a fifth foul. The Neighbor gets a big applause from Pio Nation and from the Pio bench. Neighbor leaves with 2 points. I think they get 4 points today. Let's see, I got it right here. First free throw, it's good from Hens. And the Falcons have the lead back. Yep, Neighbor leaves with 4 points. Six rebounds. Second free throw is, no good. 1 point lead. Tyler Miller with the rebound gives it to Lamar Smith. Lamar Smith brings it up for the Pios here. 1:10 remaining. Smith going all the way in. Beautiful dish. Kylo Simpson with the go-ahead layup. Wow, what a play by Lamar Smith. 1:02 remaining. Leahy has the ball. It's a one-point Pio lead, 85-84. Leahy driving. Kicks it out to Juris for three. Air ball. Tyler Miller kicks it out to Kobe Simpson. All the Pios got to do is hang on to the ball here and maybe, well, there's still 45 seconds left here. Kicks it out to Wofford. I think they just got to draw the foul here. Long one from Wofford. Oh, they're trying the alley-oop. Great job by Kylo Simpson hanging on to the ball. Kicks it over to Tyler Miller into the corner to Wofford. Ball, shot is blocked. Wofford has it, though. Fall away jumper from Wofford. Can't get it to fall. It's out of bounds on Leahy. Pios hang on to the ball. 24 seconds left. There is no shot clock. All the Piles have to do is hang on here. And a timeout is called by Carroll. Wow, what a game. What a game. 24 seconds in overtime. Pioneers in front of the Falcons of Concordia, 85-84. And the cheerleading squad comes back out. So now we have time to give you some end of regulation stats. So for the Pios, Jacob Neighbor had four. Aaron Wofford had 14 at end of regulation. Kylo Simpson had four. Well, now he has six with the go-ahead shot. Kobe Simpson has 18. Justin Steineke has three. Eric Vickerson has five. Evan Bland has two. Tyler Miller has two. Tyler Miller is 15, excuse me. So now the big question for Concordia was they kicked it out to Jonah Jurse off the bench for a three. Granted, he was open, but with all the other three-point specialists they have on the team, it begs the question if Jurse was the guy you wanted out there taking that shot. He is a junior. So Miller will inbound for the Pios here. 24 seconds, a one-point Pio lead. And you got to believe Concordia is going to foul pretty quickly here. Inbound to Wofford. That's the guy you want. Wofford gets fouled right away by Bruins. We'll have some fouls to give. So 22.4 seconds left. Kylo Simpson will come in for Victorson. Give us a little more defensive firepower. So obviously very important free throws here for Aaron Wofford, who I mentioned had 14 points at the end of regulation. First free throw, and it's good! Make that a two-point pile lead, 86-84. 22.4 seconds remaining. And this is a very important one. They get this, and Concordia is forced to shoot a three here. And it's good! It's a three-point game, 22.4 seconds left. Victorson will come back in for Wofford. And it'll be inbounded. Some half-court pressure here from the Pios just to take some time off here, 20 seconds. And again, I just believe you give up. Oh, I got a body foul here. It looks like Tyler Miller. I didn't really see much of it there. I thought Leahy slipped. So I don't know. They have been calling it tight, but it's also been a pretty physical game. I just didn't really see it there. But 16.7 seconds left. Zach Leahy will shoot these. First one. That's good. It's a two-point game now. So Concordia with some options here. They make this free throw and they foul right away, or Leahy bangs it off the rim and kicks it back out for a game-winning three. Here it is. That's good. One-point game, and there's some really extra contact there that refs didn't catch. A push there on Bruins that, if nothing else, should have gotten a warning. A one-point game, 16.7 seconds left. Full court pressure. Victorson inbounding. There it is. And there's a foul right away in the inbound. That's Tyler Miller. Bruins again delivering the foul. And that's it for Bruins. He'll come out. Three subs, two subs waiting to get in for the Piles. Jurse will go out. Pruss and Jackson will come in. Give us some more rebounding there with Pruss there. But hopefully Miller makes both of these, and we're back to 3 points. 15.9 seconds remaining. It's two shots. First free throw from Pruss. Yes! All net. Miller. Second free throw. Good! 89-86. It's back to a three-point game. Lamar Smith comes in for Wofford. It's Wofford, Kobe Simpson, Kylo Simpson, Victorson, and Lamar Smith. And Tyler Miller. Here it is. Gives it over to Leahy for three. It's off. Rebounded by Victorson. He's going to get fouled right away. 5.7 seconds left. If Victorson makes at least one of these, it's all but the crying. Wow, I can't believe they had Zach Leahy shooting that. He has been effective in the paint. He's been a dangerous rebounder, playmaker, all these things. I would have thought Meerstein would have taken that, because even under heavy pressure, Meerstein's like Larry Bird. First free throw for Victorson. Yes! It's now a four-point game, 90-86, 5.7 seconds left. So all the Piles have to do is just sit back, even let Concordia score. No fouls. Second free throw from Victorson. And it's good. 91-86, 5.7 seconds left. Inbound into Leahy. Leahy hustling down. Gives it over to Freeman Jackson. Jackson for three. It's off the rim, and that's it. The Pioneers win in overtime. 91-86. A great come-from-behind victory by Coach Jansen's men's Pioneers basketball team. Wow, what a game. That has been a lot of fun. And congrats to Concordia playing a heck of a game. They've got quite a team. I really enjoyed watching them play, and I'm sure Coach Cassidy in his 17 seasons will be on the winning side of the ledger many times this year, as they go into the Northern Athletic Conference play sometime in December. So we will see if we get overtime stats or total end-of-game stats. But I got to say, really pleased with my first viewing of this Pioneer team. They move the ball well. The movement of the players getting open. A lot of improvised plays. Really well-coached team. Played some really solid defense when they had to. And also, they, in the late going, they minimized a lot of mistakes. It was surprising to see, you know, Concordia played mostly mistake-free basketball. Some of the choices made, they had guys shooting that were not your best guys. So, but, hey.
Can you ask Tyler to see me after he's done with Ross?
Thank you. So I got the end-of-game stats, and we might have Tyler Miller here. He's talking to Ross Bucherits now. But Tyler Miller with 20 points. Kobe Simpson with 20 points. Aaron Wofford with 16. Jacob Neighbor with 6. Eric Victorson with 7. Justin Steineke with 3. And Lamar Smith with 11. Heck of a game. Jacob Neighbor had 6. Turns out he had 6 total points. And he had... 7 total rebounds. So just solid play all around. 48 total rebounds for the Piles versus 40 against Concordia. 46.7% free throw percentage versus 60 for Concordia. And again, it begs the question, at the end of the game, I think they had the wrong guys shooting those threes for Coach Cassidy's team there. But credit to Tyler Miller, who in the end was unstoppable. I don't think he missed a single shot there in the last 2 minutes and in the overtime frame. So it's really been wonderful. I really am looking forward to seeing more of the Piles, and looking forward to this Tuesday as the Pile women's will have their inaugural broadcast playing Ripon College, and they're another exciting team. So we've really got a lot to look forward here on the Pioneer Basketball radio network for men's and women's home games. It's going to be a fun season as we cover both teams here in the Van Mail Fieldhouse. And let's see if we can get Tyler here. I'm going to try to get Tyler over. So hang on. Tyler! So, yep. We got Tyler Miller. Here you go, Tyler. You get a mic, so you're like David Letterman. You have a seat if you want.
Okay.
Tyler Miller, and I'm Don Brown. This is WAUK Radio, Waukesha's hometown radio. And Tyler Miller, one of the heroes of this game with 20 points. And did you know, let's see how many threes you had. Oh, I got the right here. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong paper here. 4 for 8, 4 trays, and most of them coming at the end of the game.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Or is that a dumb question?
No, I mean, I feel great. I love playing with these guys, and I love I love winning. It's a drastic change to last year, and I want to keep it going.
Sounds
great. I've been struggling the first couple games of finding my shot, and it was just going down today, so it felt great.
That sounds great. You know, when you guys were trailing by seven, like less than 3 minutes was, and you came back, you're even ahead. They had to tie to put into overtime, and then you pulled it out in overtime against a great shooting team. Like, what was